Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Lord, just as we are, we come. We come to you because you call us to come to you, and we come to you because you allow us to come to you. And Lord, we're just so thankful. We're just so thankful that your arms are open to receive us just as we are, but that you love us too much to leave us just as we are. You transform us. You make us better. You make us more like Jesus. And we pray that tonight, through your word and by your spirit, that's exactly what would happen now. Make us more like Jesus, for it's in his precious and holy name that we pray. Amen. I don't know what that song does to you, but it takes me to images of great Billy Graham crusades. Many of you know that Billy Graham is a hero of mine, and I'm so looking forward to getting to meet him in glory. I never got to meet him here, but I'm so looking forward to just sitting down with him in heaven one day and just listening to him tell stories of all the great works of God that he was able to see. And Billy Graham was always very humble about it. He didn't feel like he was doing any of it, because he wasn't. He was just God's instrument, an instrument in the Redeemer's hands to bring the message of hope to all who would hear. And by God's grace, more people heard that message through the lips of Billy Graham than anyone else ever in the history of the world. At some point along the way, they picked up that song, "Just As I Am." And at the end of the Crusades, every night, they would sing that song. Many times these great, vast, thousand-voice choirs under the leadership of Cliff Barrows would sing "Just As I Am" as men and women and boys and girls came from all over these great stadiums and arenas to place their faith in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And they would come just as they were, without one plea, but that the blood of Jesus had been shed for them. And that's how we all come to Christ. We come to Christ without one plea. We have one hope, and that is that Jesus has died for us. And we place our faith in him, the resurrected Savior. Well, I wanted you to hear the story behind this song. Travis Cottrell added an addendum that you just heard our praise team from Sunday sing, and this song is so fresh and it stays so current, but I wanted you to get the story of the song from back a century ago, actually more than a century, because it's a profound story. But here's the theme that I want to give us tonight is this: God calls us to come to him through Christ just as we are. God calls us to come to him through Christ just as we are. In John chapter 6, verse 37, Jesus said, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." I absolutely love that sentiment from our Savior. Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. So I want you to grasp this just for a moment tonight. I want you to grasp the profound nature of what Jesus is saying. How many people feel like God wouldn't want them? Jesus couldn't save them. No, if they came to Christ, that maybe they'd be turned away because they'd done too much. They were too dirty. They were too filthy for God to make them clean. Unfortunately, that belief is pervasive in our area and all around the world. But I want you to listen not to my opinion, but to the very words of Jesus Christ himself. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. So here's the assurance that you can have, that if you will come to Jesus, he will not turn you away. He will not look at you and say, "No, you're not fit for the kingdom of God." He knows you're not fit for the kingdom of God, and neither am I. We're sinners. But Jesus, by his grace, is able to save us and wash our sin away. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus, in verses 27 through 30, gives this sentiment in a different way. It's unbelievable. He says, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And then he says this, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Notice that Jesus says, no one knows the Father except those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Well, through his word and by his Spirit, he has chosen to reveal the Father to any who would come. And he opens his arms to say, come, come. And if you come to him, the promise from the lips of Jesus himself is that he will not cast you out. But if you will come to him in repentance and faith, he will extend his grace to you and make you clean. Well, this song was actually penned by a woman named Charlotte Elliott. And I want to tell you this story, but in telling you the story, I actually want to read a couple of passages from a couple of different sources that I consulted. And the authors said it so well that I want you to hear it. Kenneth Osbeck, in his Amazing Grace, 366 Inspiring Hymn Stories for Daily Devotions, said this: "Often we feel that if only we were in different circumstances or had some special talent, we could be a better witness for God and serve Him more effectively. Today's hymn was written by a bedridden invalid who felt useless to do anything except express her feelings of devotion to God. Yet Charlotte Elliott's simply worded text has influenced more people for Christ than any hymn ever written or perhaps any sermon ever preached." Isn't that true? We know that song. It's written into the fabric of the landscape of our lives. It is part of the soundtrack of our lives, even if we've just heard it in passing. Well, the story of the song was actually written by Reverend Hanley C.G. Moule. In 1897, he recounted the story of this song. The nephew of the woman who wrote it recorded these words. I actually found this in a blog post by Tim Challies. So these are the words of Charlotte Elliott's nephew who recorded the story of this song. "Ill health beset her. It often caused her the peculiar pain of a seeming uselessness in her life while the circle around her was full of unresting service ableness for God. Such a time of trial marked the year 1834 when she was 45 years old and living in Westfield Lodge, Brighton. Her brother, the Reverend H.V. Elliott, had not long before conceived the plan of St. Mary's Hall at Brighton, a school designed to give, at nominal cost, a high education to the daughters of clergymen. In aid of St. Mary's Hall, there was to be held a bazaar. Westfield Lodge was all astir. Every member of the large circle was occupied morning and night in the preparations, with one exception of the ailing sister Charlotte, as full of eager interest as any of them, but physically fit for nothing. The night before the bazaar, she was kept wakeful by a distressing thought of her apparent uselessness, and these thoughts passed by a transition easy to imagine into a spiritual conflict, till she questioned the reality of her whole spiritual life and wondered whether it were anything better than an illusion of the emotions, an illusion ready to be sorrowfully dissolved. The next day, the busy day of the bazaar, she lay upon her sofa. The troubles of the night came back upon her with such force that she felt they must be met and conquered in the grace of God. She gathered up in her soul the great certainties, not of her emotions, but of her salvation. Her Lord, His power, His promise. And taking pen and paper from the table, she deliberately set down in writing for her own comfort the formula of her faith. Hers was a heart which always tended to express its depths in verse. So in verse, she restated to herself the gospel of pardon, peace, and heaven." So here's Charlotte Elliott feeling completely useless in the hands of God, being in such deep struggle over the fact that maybe her faith wasn't even real at all. So what did she do? Well, she couldn't do much. She was there on her sofa as the world was frenzied about her. So she reminded herself of the truth. The truth not being proclaimed to her by her emotions, but the truth proclaimed to her in God's word. The truth proclaimed to her by God's Spirit. And she wrote these words: "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, I would be lost, but mercy and grace my freedom bought. And now to glory in your cross, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. What a beautiful picture of the eloquent gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. We come to him with empty hands. We have nothing to offer. But notice what she wrote. It is God who bids us to come to him. God wants us. He desires to be in relationship with us. And so we come. Travis Cottrell added a bridge that our praise team sang this past Sunday, and it goes like this. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcomed with open arms. Praise God, just as I am. And so tonight we end where we began, that the arms of Almighty God are open to receive anyone who will come to him. And if you will come to him, he will not turn you away. Come to him just as you are. Now, he loves you too much to leave you there. So when you come to him, you will begin a journey of transformation that he will bring about in you that you cannot imagine. I promise you, before I came to Christ, you never would have been able to convince me that one day I'd be standing in a pulpit preaching. You never know what God's going to do with you. But don't act like you're God and tell him what he can and cannot do. No, his arms are open to receive you. Come to him just as you are. He's calling. Would you pray with me? Oh, Father, there's people listening to this right now who are saying, I don't even know what that means in 2020 to come to Jesus, but whatever it means, that's what I want to do. And so, Lord, I pray that tonight would be the night they say, Lord, I come to you. I lay aside everything that I thought I could bring you or everything that I thought I should bring you, and I just come to you just as I am because you're calling me, Lord, to come. So I come. I'm leaving behind everything that I thought would earn me credit with you. I'm also leaving behind the sin that I thought made me too dirty for you. I come for you to cleanse me, for you to heal me, for you to make me whole. Lord, I'm so thankful that by your grace you will encounter them right where they are, just as they are. And you will forgive them, cleanse them, and begin the process of transforming them to make them more like you. Lord, what a sacred message. What an eternal hope. And we are just so thankful. So we do come, broken to be mended, wounded to be healed, desperate to be rescued, empty to be filled, guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And Lord, we are welcomed with open arms, praise God, just as we are. Let us rest in your transforming grace. In Jesus' name, amen.